You know what that sound means. It means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trekker with Trekker Noob 91 and Dorky Woman on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, 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 ever.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's Trekker Noob 91 and
Dorky Woman.
And this week we're going to do a podcast every day, and it's going to be about Stephen King.
So just as weird and wacky and horrifying as the weather today, that's how we feel we should start off. So I'm going to start talking a little bit, gabbing away about Stephen King. Stephen King was born September 21st, 1947 in Portland, Maine. He is married to Tabitha King and he has three children. He's an American author. And you can read his books in these different genres. There's horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy. He has the nickname King of Horror. He has sold more than 350 million copies of his books and short stories, and most of them have been turned into films, TV series, or miniseries. He's written about 200 short stories. So, he has a dad, Donald Edwin King. He was a merchant seaman, and his surname was originally Pollock, but as an adult changed to King. And he has a mom, Nellie Ruth King, and an older brother, David King. Sad news is that at only 2 years old, Stephen King's father decided to leave. So, he was mainly raised by his mother. And at 11 years old, they moved to Durham, Maine. And as a young child, apparently, Stephen King witnessed one of his friends be struck by a train. And many feel this event may have psychologically inspired King's darker works because he cannot recall or remember this event. His inspiration to write came from the paperback version of H.P. Lovecraft's collection of short stories, and that short story was Lurker in the Shadows, and he found this in his home in the attic with his brother. He had an early interest in horror, and he was a very avid reader of EC horror comics. The first of his stories to be independently published was I Was a Teenage Grave Robber in 1965, and what was that inspiration from? Tell them, Trekker Noob 91. What was his job?
Oh, he was a grave digger.
So, he wrote off of what he knew.
Oh, they also changed the name of it, too. The publication did.
Uh-huh.
They changed the name of it. Give me 1 second.
Well, aren't you going to do that on Wacky Wednesday's Facts?
Oh, yeah, I can do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you all know that on Wednesday.
So, in 1966, he entered the University of Maine. And that's the same year his daughter, Naomi Rachel, was born. So, he's going to college and is a father. He had to work a variety of jobs because he needed money to pay for his studies. So, he worked as a janitor, a gas station, and even an industrial laundry worker. So, even though he's famous now, he started at the bottom and he worked his way up. He met his wife at the university's Folger Library, and they wed in 1971. 1967, he sold his first professional short story, The Glass Floor, to Starling Mystery Stories, and he did not get paid for it. That sucks. He taught high school, and he couldn't find jobs, so he sold his short stories. What do you have to interject before you talk over me?
He did get paid for The Glass Floor. He got paid $35 for it.
Oh, well, you said he didn't get paid.
It was the comic one he didn't get paid for.
Oh.
Yeah.
In 1973, Carrie was accepted by Doubleday, which we all know is a book publisher. And that was King's fourth novel that set King's career into motion. So, thanks to Carrie, we have our master of horror, the king of horror, Stephen King. There is more fun facts about this on Wednesday, so you have to come back on Wednesday and listen to our podcast And I'm plugging it, y'all. I am plugging it. He was brilliant at crafting characters and making them real to us. He has more than 70 published books, and many have become cultural icons. I mean, I would love for you guys to share with us what you know, like what stands out to you from the culture of Stephen King. I mean, there's several that are just popping in my head now. June 19, 1999, which was June 19th. Sorry, y'all, you know I'm a blonde. We could have lost Stephen King. That would have been sad. He was hit by a vehicle while out on one of his casual walks that he usually does. And he was seriously injured, but not dead, and in the hospital for a month. And it was touch and go with his leg. The doctor said, we may amputate, but they didn't, thank goodness. And yes, Stephen King is still alive, and he is still considered a humble man, even though he has had so much success. And he enjoys communicating with his fans, and he does use social media to send messages to his constant readers. And he did announce that he was going to retire from writing when he did have his accident, but thank goodness it didn't stick, and he's still writing. And he does continue to pen new terrors of horror for us. So this is going to end our first segment and come back for more. We're back. It's Dorky Woman with
Drugger Noob 91.
And what are we going to be? We're just going to keep that in. What are we going to do?
We're going to talk about our love for Stephen King.
Yes.
Recently, though, we've got that Paramount Plus, and we've been watching the Stephen King movies on it, like Cujo, Graveyard Shift, stuff like that.
Silver Bullet, Thinner.
And we watched The Green Mile about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But we were watching the Stephen King movies.
Oh, and we watched the remake of Carrie.
But we were sitting here watching Stephen King one night, and we were like, oh, wait a minute. Let's do a whole week on Stephen King.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you probably could do more than one week, but, you know.
Yeah, that's the future plans, though, is that we're doing Stephen King now. We might do them in a couple months again, and then we're for sure doing Stephen King and possibly other creepy horror stuff during the month of October for Halloween.
Everyone does that, but, I mean, it's us, so we're going to put our own spin on it.
So, what makes you love Stephen King so much?
His books. I am a nerd, y'all. Dorky woman. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still an avid reader, and we used to go to the library, believe it or not, and I was, like, so happy with my library card, and we would go, and I've always read above my reading level as a child, and I would see some of my older sisters with books, and I would want to read, and thankfully my parents, you know, weren't strict or anything, and I did. I read Cujo, I read about Carrie and Pet Sematary, Dreamcatcher, and really when I was reading these books, just how fluent he is with his words, it really does draw me in, and that just was like awesome to me, like, oh my gosh, here's an author that I can continue reading, not just one book. And then I was introduced to his movies, and it was just like, wow. So, and they were scary, so who doesn't love a good scare?
Well, see, I started with Stephen King movies when I was younger. I didn't know it was Stephen King at the time. Stuff like Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile. The only book I've read of his, which I didn't really read it, I listened to it on audiobook. If you want to listen to that on audiobook, you better be ready for the long haul, because it's a 40-hour audiobook, and that's the book It, which you haven't read.
I have not read, but I own the movie, and that's something that we would sit down, like, my mom or dad would put Stephen King on, and, like you said, the You can just say it for me.
Oh, I take that back. I have read our audiobook form, listened to Rita Hayworth and The Shawshank Redemption, which became The Shawshank Redemption, and The Green Mile.
Well, I'm having trouble saying it. I want you to say it.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, they would put that on, and we would all just gravitate to the TV, and that's something that I liked. And Pet Sematary, you know, it really just drew me in because it's like, that's dark, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes after watching, like, when the first time I saw Carrie with Sissy Spacek, I was just blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl has powers. It's so cool. She's moving stuff with her mind. And even then, like, the part where the blood comes down, I was completely horrified, you know?
I limited myself on the facts because I was finding so many facts, and it was, you know, taking a lot of time for Wacky Wednesday, so I'm just going to put it up right here. You know, he actually asked his wife for help on the woman's perspective of that book.
Well, why not? He's not a woman, so I think that would be fair.
So they technically wrote that book together.
That's good. I feel like I'm just hogging this whole podcast today.
I like listening to you talk. I'm sure there's other people out there that do too.
I don't know. We need to build our followers, you know?
Yeah,
come on,
we do.
People. But I mean, honestly, I could go on and on for hours about Stephen King. I feel like I could research Stephen King and just constantly find something I didn't know, or like, oh, that's an aha moment. But, I mean, actually, too, like, I get so into watching Stephen King movies that Trucker Noob 91 can tell you, they're not hurting the animal, right?
Yeah.
The animal's not really being hurt, right?
She says that all the time. It's like, well, they just killed that animal. They didn't really kill it in real life, did they? And it's like, no, that's illegal to do in movies.
Yeah. But it does, like, it's a twisted sense that he has. And when you have, like, a darker sense of humor, I have a dark sense of humor, I feel comfortable knowing that there's someone else out there that can write dark stuff. Like, he does delve into that. And there's a girl who loved Joseph Gordon. I'll probably correct that in our next podcast. But there's just, like, the Tommyknockers. I mean, it's like, on and on and on, and he does have, I feel like, this huge fan base, because, like I said earlier, the characters you can relate to. Like, who hasn't had a moment in high school that you wish you had powers, or you wish that, you know, you could get even with somebody who's being a bully? And I really, like, could relate to Carrie in the sense of feeling like an outcast or being treated like an outcast. I mean, Silver Bullet, you know, the main character's in a wheelchair, and I've had issues with my health that, you know, relate to my back and walking, and it's like, it's nice to see that he did have diverse characters in these movies and in these books. And even if I'm not a male, but, I mean, you can see that heartache on the father. And look what he does in Pet Sematary to bring his child back. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? I know I would want to do that.
And you're probably going to give me a weird look right now when I say this,
uh-huh.
But I've never seen Pet Sematary.
Well, that's okay, because we're going to fucking watch... Oh, we're going to watch it! And we could do a podcast about it! So, I'm going to wrap up this segment, and when we come back, we're going to tell you what's gonna be happening next week, and the rest of this week. So come back with your popcorn and get ready to finish this.
Don't forget your coffee to go with that popcorn. So I don't know if you just heard that giggle. I know you just heard that, but
yeah.
The reason why for that is because I went to start recording this segment, and I pushed a button, and I forgot that you have to push record right after that, and I started to talk without it recording, and she's like, it's not recording. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's Trucker Noob 91.
It's Dorky Woman, who you might not be sick of, you know, awkward moments, since, you know, somebody likes to hear me talk.
Anyways, back on track of what we're getting ready to talk about. We're going to take you through Stephen King week and tell you what we're going to talk about. And then we will let you, or also tell you what we're doing next week.
Well, we should be doing that on Friday. We're doing that Friday.
Yeah, we can do that on Friday. All right. Of course, today being Monday is bio of Stephen King.
Yeah, we're introducing you to Stephen King. I mean, who doesn't know Stephen King? I feel bad if someone doesn't know about Stephen King. What did you do? Oh, Tuesday. We're going to be talking about The Green Mile. We're going to touch on the movie version, not the book version, just to clear things up. And we're going to talk about who the actors and actresses are. And let you know about The Green Mile and have you watch it yourself. And we'll plug where you can watch The Green Mile. So there's many different platforms. On Wednesday, again, we are not tackling the book version. We're going to do the movie version of Cujo and the movie version of Graveyard Shift. And that, again, is just going to be our opinion. And those are two movies by Stephen King.
And then Thursday, it's going to be a wacky Thursday instead of a wacky Wednesday, where I come to you with the facts that I was talking about earlier of what I found.
Yeah, the thrilling facts of Stephen King.
Actually, there's some things in there I found out about Stephen King that when I was doing my research that I didn't put down that I didn't even know about.
I'm telling you, that's why I said
but some,
earlier,
but
yeah.
Some of the things that I didn't know about is what you
what
like,
I
put
touched
in the bio.
Upon, yeah. Like I said, we could probably research Stephen King, look up info on Stephen King, and just be like totally shocked. I mean,
well, like I said last night, you know, by this time next year, we could possibly be Stephen King experts.
And then I'll have to meet Stephen King. And then,
hey, if we do, we can have him on the podcast. That would be freaking awesome.
Yeah. And then Friday, we're going to do a then and now. And that's, we're going to just, you know, pick up on the actors and actresses that are from The Green Mile, Cujo, and Graveyard Shift. See what they were doing then, who they portrayed, and where they are now. If they're still acting, and where their path is from starring in a Stephen King movie. Anything else? Oh, yes. Next week's going to be awesome.
Yeah, next week's going to be awesome.
Yes.
I can tell you this. We will be doing a Music Monday.
Yes.
And a Wacky Wednesday. We'll be back on Wednesday.
And Friday, it's going to be a free-for-all. We could touch everything from Will Smith to our favorite ice cream to
Smith.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it could just be, like, whatever. It's a free-for-all. Yeah.
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 I was shocked this morning when I woke up and you said Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're just going to talk about it now. It's true life horror. If you want to give your opinion, feedback, whatever. So I woke up this morning early. Sometimes I'm an early bird. And I woke up to it being plastered everywhere about Will Smith smacking down Chris Rock for the joke he made about Jada Pinkett Smith.
The inappropriate joke.
Inappropriate because she does have alopecia, which is a medical condition where there's loss of hair and it does not come back. And it can be gradual or it can be very quick. And he made a remark. Do you remember? It was about a movie.
He said,
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane 2. Can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah. And that's, to me, I felt like, as a comedian, yes, you want to get laughs, but don't take it that personal.
No, see, a lot of people are roasting and grilling Will Smith and saying, oh, he could have pressed charges and all that, but the fact is if somebody were, say, to do something like that to you or my mom, I'd willingly go to jail for that.
Yeah.
I would. I'd pay a fine, whatever I have to do, because that was just very inappropriate. I mean, honestly, if someone
made a joke about my thinning hair, I would, you know, well, I don't have thinning hair, but if I had alopecia and someone made a joke, I know I'm the type of woman, I would have opened my mouth and been like, yo, Chris Rock, really?
Well, see, in the video, I don't know how many of y'all have seen it, but there were a lot of you know, like, groans in the crowd. Will Smith did laugh, but it was an uncomfortable laugh.
Yeah.
And Jada Pinkett Smith rolled her eyes like, oh,
yeah,
my God, here we go.
You could clearly tell she was upset. And that's something that, as a female, I can relate to. I've had horrible haircuts. I've had very short haircuts. I've wanted to go the pixie cut route, not knowing if it would fit my style. You know what I'm saying? And if that... I'm trying to articulate it.
It's the same thing as it, you know, whenever Michael Jackson wanted to start turning his skin whiter because of his
skin condition. Yeah.
People were making fun of that. And at the time, you know, I thought they were funny jokes, but they're very inappropriate because it's a condition.
It is. Like, I used to joke a lot and laugh. And then I personally went through something that opened my eyes, you know, and I am now an advocate. Because I feel like, is that borderline bullying? Like, I understand comics, they can take from their life and laugh. If he was talking about his thinning hair, or if he had approached them beforehand and said, hey, you know, I'm thinking of making a joke. I think sometimes in this day and age, especially this day and age, with all the Kyles and the Karens and how people are butthurt 24/7, that maybe comedians should ask beforehand. You know what I'm saying? I would have more respect if, you know, Chris Rock was like, yeah, I'm digging the short hair, blah, blah, blah. And he approached Jada and said, hey, you know. But that to me was just so shocking, because to me, that's like out of character of Will Smith. But I stand behind Will Smith 110%.
Definitely.
And it does make me kind of just not like Chris Rock, because don't get laughs at someone else's expense. I'm like brain farting today, y'all. I'm so sorry.
I mean, if you sit there and you think about it, you know, I'm actually surprised Will Smith didn't go up there and knock him out.
Yeah, he played Muhammad Ali. Like, but I mean, honestly, it's 2022. No. It does not fly with me. No.
I mean, back in the day, you know, back when, like, say, for instance, when your parents were first coming out into the world, people would get knocked out for stuff like that.
Yeah, and today people fight too. I mean, the younger generations, you know, and they are quick to fight, you know. And I know high schoolers, you know, teenagers that are in high school and stuff, and they talk about, like, the behavior that happens, the corrections that the school has gone through with taking away Wi-Fi, stuff like that. And to me, it's like they're really influenced by social media. They're really influenced by TV. And it's like, come on. You know, and this is the Oscars. I thought the Oscars were classy. And I'm not saying that Will Smith didn't make them classy, but Chris Rock is controversial. And I feel like sometimes that's why he is hired. And I'm at the point where I could just ramble for hours, y'all. I really could. But at the end, I would wear a Team Will shirt any day.
Yep.
I support my girl, Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm going to plug her show, The Red Table, which is on YouTube. I watched that show. And, you know, to me, I feel like that Chris Rock just came out of front. You know, I look at them as, like, good people.
Well, see, I wasn't really a huge Will Smith fan until I saw that video. And then it's like, yep. I'm one of his number one fans.
Oh, I used to watch him on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I watched him in Independence Day. I've seen Hancock.
I like his music.
iRobot. Yeah, and again, who doesn't welcome to Miami?
I just had that.
So Miami. Like, you know, come on everybody, and the heat is on. We're picking on that to the break.
I just had
on.
That song in my head right
See?
Before I said that.
See?
I mean,
just the two of us.
Or Men in Black song.
Here are the men in black.
But everybody on social media excuse me, was saying that it was wrong of him. You know, he should have just brushed it off. And yes, I don't 100% agree. You know, it could have been a better solution. But, you know.
You know what? He did what millions of other people have probably wanted to do. Bitch Matt Chris Rock and put him in his place.
And I mean, and he didn't do it real hard. He just did it enough to be like, dude, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I will kick your ass if I have to.
Right.
I mean.
Just goes to show, like, you know.
And Chris Rock was, even making jokes up until the point right before he got slapped, because he's like, starts laughing, and it's like, dude,
I can't.
Like, you can see it coming.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you don't know what really is going on with the Smiths, you know, with Jada. You know, she's coming forward about her alopecia. And yeah, people realize, you gotta realize they're celebrities, but they're also people too.
Yeah.
And I really don't like when, you know, if they were heckling him, I could see a comedian going after a heckler, because who hasn't been harassed? But it's not like you and I. You and I could joke on each other and make jokes, personal jokes, and be laughing. You know what I'm saying? But we know each other. We have that rapport. But this is the Oscars. This is a well-known comedian, not a comedian that's fresh off the boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, show some.
And I mean,
show
and
some class, Chris Brown.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, Chris Rock. Sorry, I love Chris Brown. My bad.
I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's old enough to know. I mean, think about this. You know, not only did he make a joke about her condition,
right?
But G.I. Jane didn't do so well in the box office.
Yeah,
so that's
but
another.
G.I. Jane was like a groundbreaking movie. I watched that with my mom, and I was just like floored in a good way. And you know, Katy Perry, this is the part of me. I mean, she was doing, you know, her version of G.I. Jane in her music video, and that was really inspiring for us women. Because I know growing up, and my dad was in the Navy, rest in peace, Dad. It was mainly men, you know, and I didn't feel like I had an equal chance, you know. And seeing G.I. Jane really opened the doors. You see an empowered female, you see the shit that's given her way, and she overcomes that, and she shows them, like, you know what, I am just as strong as you. And I do feel like us women are really strong. I mean, we give birth. Yeah, men plant the seed. Well, without your seed and without my egg, but I'm the one who's ruining my body, which I'm proud to do for a child, you know?
Well, see, I've also heard, I don't know how true it is, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but say the body can only take so much pain, like say 100, something, whatever, of
yeah,
pain.
Yeah, the body can only have a certain threshold of pain.
And the woman giving birth is actually like 20 or 30 points higher than the human body is actually supposed to be able to handle.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm so glad I'm not a woman.
I mean, we should do a podcast on the men that do the machine that makes it like they have a period too. Half these men are dropping over a mild cramp.
Well, see, I've seen them where they're puking their guts up. I mean.
And we get up and we go to work. We carry on, you know. And when I did have those days of having my period and I would work, I didn't want to take it out on my fellow employees. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was glad to go to work, have something to distract my mind so I'm not at home in the fetal position wanting chocolate, which is cliche, wanting all the fat food. I needed to have Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's hard too, because, you know, this just has to be another, we should do like the opposite sex, male and female podcast. We should just like give our opinions or facts.
Well, see, I've always, talking about the chocolate thing, I've always heard it was said in a cartoon, you know, a TV show or movie, mm-hmm. where, you know, if a woman's on that week, you gently approach her, hand her some chocolate, and retreat.
Well, yeah, I think there's something that we crave. It's just like how the human body is. You can notice when somebody's lacking something, their body will tend to stir, you know, get them in the right direction of what they need. You can see people use excess salt. You can see people say, I want peanut butter for a while there. All I craved was peanut butter, and I have very low iron. So that's, you know, what
happens.
Well,
see, like when my mom was pregnant with me, she craved onions and pickles. Yeah.
I love onions and I love pickles. So.
Well, see, she taught me one of the things she used to do when she was pregnant with me. She'd take an onion and slice it in half, and she'd have a bowl of ketchup, and she'd take the onion petals and dip it in ketchup and eat it.
Oh, man, that makes me want Outback Steakhouse with their onion bloom.
Yeah.
Fat. We're going to have to do a podcast about food reviews. That would be our fat cheat week. We would make sure we really bust our ass and working out and
dropping
those LBs, y'all.
When it's been warm outside, even on some cold days, we've been going out for walks because some of you that actually know me know I'm not like a very, very, very big person, but I'm a big guy and I need to lose some weight for health issues.
I'm there for support and just to improve on myself, so we're workout buddies, y'all.
Woohoo!
Let's get physical.
But back to the G.I. Jane thing.
Yeah.
It actually, when I was in high school, that movie actually I wanted to go into Navy SEALs.
Okay.
Well, and then it was the recruiter talked me out of it. He's like, you don't want to do it. You know, it's too hard. I don't know if you'd be able to handle it. And then I got out of high school. I was on ADHD medication, and they told me I had to be out for a year or off of it for a year before I could join. And then I ended up losing a finger at a job and gained too much weight and never could bring it back down to get into the military. But yeah, talking about how inspiring the movie was for women, it also inspired me to want to be like, I want to do it, you know.
Why not?
It was like, if Demi Moore could do it, I could do it.
Actually, I was more like, if a female can do it, I can do it. You know, like, why can't I test myself, push myself physically? Not to where I'm hurting and injured, but, you know, why not? Like.
But then, every time I think about, man, I could have been in the military right now, you know, Navy, you know, whatever. And I think, well, maybe I wouldn't have met people that I've met now. You know, maybe certain things that have happened to me that have made me who I am today, I wouldn't be that person.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say that there's, you're on a path. I think that way, too. Like, oh, if I would have done this differently, I wouldn't be where I'm at here. Would that have been a good thing or a bad thing? It's like another podcast we could do.
Well, like my mom always told me growing up, there's things that she's done that she's regretted in her life that she would change if she could. Except for if us kids were not born. If we weren't born, she'd go through it all over again.
I don't know. I don't think I would want to go back and change things because
For instance, she would have, because her and my dad didn't really get along. And she said, told me one day, she goes, if I could have still had you and never met him, I would have done it. So, but she goes, the 7 years of hell he put me through, she goes, you're the only thing that was worth it coming out of that, so. But anyways.
I love how we started on Stephen King and just derailed to us randomly rambling. But, so come back tomorrow, we are going to be doing The Green Mile and not the book version, the movie.
Well, I mean, I will. I don't think you said you have read that one either.
Yeah, I could have and not remembered.
But I will. I was going to touch up on like the structure of the book and stuff like that. But other than that, it was just basically that. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and sign off. The next segment will be the platforms, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Peace out, like sauerkraut.
And this is where I tell you the platforms we're on. You can find us on Anchor FM. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/truckernoob91. You can find us on Instagram. Just search truckernoob91. On Snapchat, it would be Choya91. I'm not sure on hers, but we'll get it out there to you when we can. And I believe that's all the platforms. Hope you all have a great day and good night. Be safe.